Welcome to the Rosetta Health podcast series. At HIMSS 2017, Kevin O'Leary from the TV show Shark Tank discussed the importance of health data sharing and how it will be a new frontier for investors. Today, we're speaking with Buff Kolchagoff, CEO of Rosetta Health, about these trends in health information sharing and much more. And Buff, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Sure. It's always a pleasure. And before we jump in and talk about some of the commentary that Kevin O'Leary provided during his keynote, just give us a quick update on some of the key trends and topics that you saw at the HIMSS conference this year.
Sure. For us, HIMSS was sort of a sea change. We felt like some of the interoperability conversations we were having at HIMSS in years previously were kind of pushing a rope uphill, and it completely changed this year. There was so much interest, so much demand, and I think one of the big things is we saw and spoke to people who had actually gone out and tried to exchange records out there in the real world and were defeated, had failures, which sounds like a bad thing, but it's actually a good thing because they're open to solutions. Because as I've stated before on some of these podcasts, I think the model is breaking down. I think that cottage industry model of making point-to-point connections is breaking down, and people are searching for ways to exchange records universally across the land.
That's great. That sounds really exciting stuff, especially for Rosetta Health. Now, quickly to talk about Kevin O'Leary about this. Clearly, he gets that this is hugely important right now in the health sector. Tell us a little bit more about how his commentary is very much on point.
Well, you know, I had an experience similar to Kevin's when I had kidney cancer in 2010 and had the same sort of experience and frustration. Sometimes it takes being outside of, you know, whatever you're doing or people outside of the system to see it. There's a lot of discussions, you know, we've had a HIMSS interoperability showcase for decades, but, you know, when a patient tries to do something very simple, like move health records around and they can't do it, it can be really frustrating. And so that shows, you know, just how much farther we have to go to be able to do this. And there's a lot of great people and a lot of great organizations that are touting, you know, how things are going. And they are progressing, but we're nowhere near ubiquity yet, and we need to push that. And that's, you know, I think his commentary was pretty clear, is when you know, when we get to the point that it's not something that's special that you can do it, then, you know, then we'll be there. Now, whether investment money flows in or not, I think that's great. We should all, I mean, that's going to make some really exciting applications. We've seen some of those. Some of our clients are doing some very interesting things with moving health records around.
That's great. You know, one of the things that Kevin O'Leary said, which I thought was pretty interesting, he said sharing health data is not as easy as transferring capital across the globe in seconds, which I'm sure he does quite often, being who he is. What's it going to take to get to the point to where it is almost like transferring capital across the globe?
Yeah, it's a really interesting point. Behind that is you know, we've talked to a lot of people and they would agree that healthcare is, you know, decades behind some other industries in this area of being able to exchange basic records. And you say, why is that? Right? It's clearly not that the technologists within, you know, health IT have not been working on the problem. So why is there this blockage, this data blockage? And I think it's been a question of one of the main reasons is there haven't been incentives. Everybody focuses on the standards, and that's sort of a minor issue. It's been have there really been the business incentives out there? And that's the sea change that I was talking about. Now there's demand to move these records. You know, we know that healthcare is moving towards you know, value-based healthcare, alternative payment methods. We know we got to get there. We know we got to share data. We know we got to have communities that care for patients and are responsible. And that's where this, you know, it started with meaningful use, but it's being carried on. And that's what's causing this. So that demand is what's been decades behind, not the technology, right? Technology follows demand. Technology doesn't, you know, go out there ahead of time. So that's what I saw. I thought that was really interesting. I think it also points out, you know, we've had other articles that we've mentioned before that a lot of digital health startups have actually died because they haven't been able to do this. And you know, that's sad because there's a lot of great ideas out there. There's, you know, I've probably talked to five organizations over the past 3 weeks that have got just really killer innovative ideas, and they really need solutions for this.
Well, that's interesting. You know, speaking of solutions, tell us a little bit more about how Rosetta Health fits into all of this.
Yeah, isn't it great that I'm in that space? Wow. Imagine.
Yes.
That. So, yeah. So, you know, I think the big thing is, you know, moving away from, so one innovative company we had, really cool space they're in. I love it. And the light kind of came on and they said, you know, we don't have to manage all this. You mean we don't have to make all the connections to all the providers' offices we're trying to go to? You know, we can just ask you guys to connect this up and the data starts flowing. I think when they see that, you know, the lights come on. It's, you know, why do they need to develop, especially as a health startup, you know, why do they have to develop that specialization? But it goes all the way up to the big companies. I mean, analytics firms don't usually have expertise in interoperability. They have expertise in analytics and big data. They should be focusing on that. And so having a cloud platform that can, you know, deal with all of the strange protocols, because there's a lot of standards out there, there's a lot of protocols, and we could talk all of them, it's like buzzword bingo, but it's very inside baseball, and it doesn't need to be, everybody needs to do that. What you need is a nice, you know, strong, secure, easy-to-use platform where you connect everywhere and you have one interface, and that's what we provide. And I think that's the revolution that's coming, and that's why people are getting excited, because they need to move this data, and they don't want to do it themselves.
That's great. You know, Buff, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, especially after the big HIMSS conference. Before we sign off, anything else to add? Anything we may have missed today?
No, I think that this, I just think that like this area is exploding. I think we're going to see a lot of the industry is going to change a lot. When that investment money comes in, you know, who knows what's going to happen. But remember, in any industry, you know, the small guys end up being the, it wasn't that long ago that Facebook was the small guy, right? So when there's so much demand, great things happen. And happy to talk to people to make some great things happen out there. I mean, that's what we do. We're really an enabler for people.
That's great. What a perfect way to end this interview. For all of our listeners, you just heard another Rosetta Health podcast interview with Buff Kolchagoff, the CEO of Rosetta Health, who was kind enough to share his insights on some key trends and topics at the HIMSS conference, and also dive in on what Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank discussed about the importance of health data sharing. And Buff, as always, thanks for your time today.